Murraybridge Council's working to address the impacts of a changing climate. Councillors have voted this week to start mapping heat spots and tree shade in the rural city. Michael Sedgman, the CEO, joins me now to discuss. Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm well, Jenny, and I hope you're well.
Yeah, doing pretty well, thanks. Now, this is a $15,000 initiative, from what I understand. Tell us about it. Why is it an important initiative to invest in tree mapping?
So the tree canopy and heat mapping project is important in terms of informing where we plant trees, how we provide shade. It's also an important input into the delivery of council's environmental management plan and climate change action plan.
Yeah, so there are some Metro Adelaide councils that have done this. I understand that the Murraybridge Council is leading the way regionally, but this is about, it's extraordinary, isn't it, how trees can make such a big difference when it comes to heat spots in a city.
That's very true, Jenny. Trees provide shade. They also provide for a cooling of the environment. In an environment of climate change, increasing temperatures, reduced water, the impact of planted trees in our streets and parks and reserves is particularly important.
Yeah, and this is part of that larger climate strategy, isn't it, where you're doing other things as well, including looking at water in the town, right?
Yes, indeed. So water-sensitive urban design, which is landscaping that takes account of the most positive use of the water that's available, improves the life of plantings and also the growth of those plantings.
Michael Sedgman is with me. He's the CEO of the Murraybridge Council. How's the budget looking at the moment?
Quite strong, Jenny. So we finished the last financial year with a modest surplus. That was on the back of delivery of a record capital program of $30 million. So we've commenced the current financial year in the black with a strong financial performance over the first couple of months of the new financial year.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I'm sure the $1.5 million federal investment in the Sturt Reserve project must be a welcome support.
That is a very pleasing outcome, Jenny. So that $1.5 million for Sturt Reserve contributes to another $3 million work package in progressing our Sturt Reserve master plan. That injection of funds will be directed towards our work in the History and Tourism Precinct. And very, very pleased that we've received the support of the federal government to enable us to move that project forward.
How are you capturing and portraying the history of the region through the project?
So we'll work with both the Ngarrindjeri people and other interest groups about a recognition and of the history of the Wharf Precinct in particular, the contribution of river-based activity to the economy of the region. We're quite excited about how we'll do that through the delivery of this project.
And where are we up to with it? It's a massive project, right? Like, holistically, I mean.
The Sturt Reserve Master Plan in total,
yeah.
A $34 million price tag. We have progressed our delivery of that master plan. We've delivered two separate tranches of $3 million projects. The federal government funding we've just received will be the third of those $3 million packages. So we're $10 million into the 34, so we're doing pretty well.
Mm. Oh, that's great. And quite a few local projects receiving grants from the rural city, I hear?
Yes. So the first round of our community grants program for 21-22 was endorsed by council on Monday night. That see $90,000 of grant funding go to support 24 community projects. That'll include a significant grant to the Interchurch Council to enable them to progress their Christmas carols by the river. But there were other significant allocations to a range of community groups, including the Imperials, the Lawn Tennis Club, and others, to enable those community-based projects to progress.
Oh, great. Do you know much about those carols? Are they happening this year?
Well, the grant will support it. Mm-hmm. They'll obviously need to meet the health restrictions in terms of the delivery of the carols, but it'll be based on a COVID management plan. But we've been very happy to support the Interchurch Council in terms of ensuring the funding is there on the basis that they get approval to hold their event.
Oh, great. Well, I'll check in with them and see what we can let our listeners know about that, because I think we could all use a lovely celebration of Christmas at the end of this year. What do you reckon?
Oh, indeed. And yeah. Council's also committed to delivering the New Year's Eve event this year again with the fireworks at Sturt Reserve.
Oh, great.
Subject to the required approvals from the Health Department. So we're looking forward to a great Christmas New Year season and events to kick off our Riverfront Splash Festival in January.
Oh, great. And you've also got that the event, the pageant too, don't you, in November?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Council supporting Business Murray Bridge in the delivery of the pageant event. I understand Business Murray Bridge is looking to develop some extended activities around the pageant on the Saturday, and I think that'll be a great outcome for the community.
Great, and that's on the 20th of November. Hey, thanks so much, Michael Sedgman. Good to have you with us.
My absolute pleasure, Jenny. Have a great day.